Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I count it a privilege to come into your home and thank you for your letters. And they are increasing, and that's always a joy to us. We're so happy for the response. And we're not trying to hoop it up to encourage ourselves. We are encouraged because you have responded. And are responding, and we feel the uplift of your prayers and your friendship and your love and your support. When the old poet said, I don't know which one, but I remember it's part of a poem, when you're struggling, striving, sweating at the bottom of the stairs, it is like a panacea just to know that someone cares. That's true. Some of these old things go through my mind. I heard that when I was a kid yet, wasn't even a Christian, but it bit me. Another one is, the most dangerous place can be the safest place when we're in the will of God. And the safest place can be the most dangerous place when we are out of the will of God. That same writer went on to say, protect us from our friends. We can watch our enemies. That's a little cynical. I don't know about that, but that's too true. Judas betrayed the Lord. He came as a friend and planted a kiss on Jesus while he was betraying him. And that's the way sin does. It's hypocritical. It's a phony, it's counterfeit. But thanks be unto God, there are friends that are truer than, they're just true, that's all there is to it. A friend that sticketh closer than the brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the greatest friend any of us can have. Thank God he's our friend, he's our Lord, he's our Savior, he's our God. Fear not. Fear thou not. Praise God. Did you hear me? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I am thy God. Praise the Lord. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Praise God. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, that built for our trust in his excellent word. So it is. And the work is going forward, and the time is moving on. I'm watching the evening news with excitement, and I see in it the signs of the times, and I'm reading these men that have written books and are writing. They're some great servants of God. This isn't an old idea that this little old stump-jumping preacher got someplace, but I'm not a great scholar. I'm not a great preacher. I'm just old Don Klein, but I'm saved, and his spirit abides, and I'm his, and I'm under his hand. Hallelujah. And he said, I've got a job for you. I want you to go out to these Indians. And I was at that time kind of a shiny young preacher in my home country. I'd been elected down through the years and built some churches, and God had used me and honored me, and worked. They made me the district superintendent. And there was, when God called me to the Indian work, I wasn't out of a job. I wasn't down and out. Even my dear old daddy-in-law, that rancher over in Montana, he didn't see it. He said, "You're throwing your life away. God's blessing you. You're building churches, and God's using you, and people are getting saved. Now, throw it all away and go out to preach to a bunch of drunk Indians." And he didn't like it. But along the line, he changed his ideas. I remember when he got all blessed and excited and going to do great things, and I smiled at it, and he was such a blessing to me. I'm indebted to him. He was a great, he loved the Lord, but he didn't see. But I don't mean that I see everything either. We learn, and we walk in the light, and we get more light. And if we're walking back of light, that light becomes darkness. And so it is. That's the way it works. But I look at the evening news and see the world economy, the world food supply, the strife, and that's scripture. The last days, that's what'll happen. Wars and rumors and war. And then it says the natural events, the winds and the fires and the floods and the earthquake. We've never seen it like this. These aren't the words of a few guys on that radio or television trying to alarm us. They report it and they're alarmed and thinking people everywhere are alarmed. We've never seen anything like what we're seeing right now in the history of the world. The signs of the times that are foretold in God's holy word as preceding, immediately preceding the closing up of the age, the last days, the coming of our King, Jesus, to set up his kingdom on earth. It says there'll be wars and rumors of war. And all the wars that we're having. Then it has a lot to say about what will happen to Israel. It says that a nation will be born in a day, and that happened. Little old nation of Israel, they gathered, some gathered back, and there's just a handful in a little old country over there that they declared to be theirs. Who were they? A bunch of Jews. They were hated of all men, and they were flung to the far corners of the earth. But a bunch of them got together and claimed the land that was given to Abraham. Our president at that time was Harry Truman, and he was a believer in God's word, regardless of your Democrat or Republican or what you think of that man spiritually. He had some principle, and he understood some things, and he believed with all his heart that that was the fulfilling of the Bible. He said so. It's in writing. It was known. And he is the one that recognized the declaration that the Jews made over there. And when the president of the United States declared it to be the valid declaration of independence of a new nation born in a moment, scripture was fulfilled before our eyes. And they started coming back. And it's been a long time, we think, but it's just hardly a speck on the page of time when you think of God's time. And there it is. It's growing. And so we lift up our heads and we praise the Lord. And we're so thankful that faithful is he that has called us, who's doing it right here before our eyes. And I'm not a date setter. I'm 86, but I stand an awful good chance of seeing the rapture. As far as I can understand, call that date setting if you want to, But if I go by the way of the grave, let me tell you something. Just keep coming. I'll be waiting for you over there, neighbor, because my bags are packed. I know in whom I have believed. With the mouth confession is made, and with the heart man is believes unto righteousness. I've been there and done that. And God called me to preach, and I answered the call. And God called me to the Indians, and I've answered the call. And you're helping us. And neighbor, we're seeing things happen. And I'm praying God to stir us, the church, and this little old preacher with his little old broadcast, that many shall be quickened and drawn near to thee, and that thy blessing will be upon us, and that, Lord, you can use us, that many shall be turned to righteousness. Let's pray. Dear God, undertake. Take the words of this, thy old humble servant, that amounts to nothing, and take them and quicken them. Take thy word, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And that while we're praying for us as the church and the believers, bless those Indian people and bless the little Indian churches across the reservations of America. And Lord, may many of them yet find thee, and we will give thee the praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name, and thine is the glory. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Deborah Klein continues with her current teaching, and we invite you to join us then here on First Nation Ministries. You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077. 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.